Welcome to Morning Prayer and Worship. This is the second Monday in Easter in the church calendar, and I'm so glad that you're here. Hope you had a good weekend. Thank you for setting aside this time as holy, for being a part of this community. If you do have a prayer request, something you'd like us to pray for, please go to benwardmusic.com/prayer request. It'd be our honor and joy. I invite you to give to the podcast, help keep us going, help us provide these times. You can find information on that at benwardmusic.com as well.
Oh, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Alleluia, alleluia. Oh, we shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from mouth of God. Alleluia, alleluia. Seek first your kingdom. Seek first your face. Seek first your glory. You promise us a taste. Your goodness. Oh, ask and it shall be given unto you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. Alleluia, alleluia. Seek first your kingdom. Seek first your face. Seek first your glory. You promise us a taste of your goodness. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Hallelujah, alleluia.
Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. By what we have done and by what we have left undone, we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways. To the glory of your name.
Seek first your kingdom. Seek first your face. Seek first your glory. You promise us a taste of your goodness. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall shall be added unto you. Alleluia, alleluia.
Our psalms for today begin with Psalm 1. Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to destruction. Psalm 2. Why do the nations conspire and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth rise up, and the rulers band together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, "Let us break their chains and throw off their shackles." The one enthroned in heaven laughs. The Lord scoffs at them. He rebukes them in his anger and terrifies them in his wrath, saying, "I have installed my king on Zion, my holy mountain. I will proclaim the Lord's decree. He said to me, 'You are my son. Today I have become your father. Ask me, and I will make the nations your inheritance, the ends of the earth your possession. You will break them with a rod of iron. You will dash them to pieces like pottery. Therefore, you kings, be wise. Be warned, you rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and celebrate his rule with trembling. Kiss his son, or he will be angry, and your way will lead to your destruction. For his wrath can flare up in a moment. Blessed are all who take refuge in him." And finally, Psalm 3. Lord, how many are my foes? How many rise up against me? Many are saying of me, "God will not deliver him." But you, Lord, are a shield around me, my glory, the one who lifts my head high. Call out to the Lord, and he answers me from his holy mountain. I lie down and sleep. Awake again, because the Lord sustains me. I will not fear, though tens of thousands assail me on every side. Arise, Lord. Deliver me, my God. Strike all my enemies on the jaw. Break the teeth of the wicked. From the Lord comes deliverance. May your blessing be on your people. Deliver me from the hand of my enemy. Oh, deliver me from the hands of my enemies. Oh, Lord. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Our gospel reading is John 17, 1 through 11. After Jesus said this, he looked toward heaven and prayed, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may glorify you. For you granted him authority over all people, that he might give eternal life to all those you have given him. Now this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I have brought you glory on earth by finishing the work you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began. I have revealed you to those whom you gave me out of the world. They were yours. You gave them to me, and they have obeyed your word. Now they know that everything you have given me comes from you. For I gave them the words you gave me, and they accepted them. They knew with certainty that I came from you, and they believe that you sent me. I pray for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those you have given me, for they are yours. All I have is yours, and all you have is mine. And glory has come to me through them. I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world. And I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one.
Ooh, wanna know you, Father. No, we wanna know you, Jesus. The word of the Lord, thanks be to God, thanks be to God.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. On this second Monday of Easter, our collect of the day, the prayer we pray together collectively, Almighty and everlasting God, who in the Paschal Mystery established the new covenant of reconciliation, grant that all who have been reborn into the fellowship of Christ's body may show forth in their lives what they profess by their faith. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Let's make space and take time to pray specifically for those in our lives by name. Come before the throne of grace with confidence. Your Father cares for you. He longs to answer your prayers, to hear your heart. Family, friends, acquaintances, co-workers, enemies, circumstances, healing, provision. Celebrations, joys, trials, worries, fears, lay it all before him now. Whatever comes to you, whatever is on your heart, whatever is burdening you, lay it all before him. Thank you. Lord, we just pray today that you would use us how you will, God. We are yours. We want to be involved in your redemptive work in the earth in the most practical ways, Lord. Lord, we just pray today as the people we come across that we would give life. And Lord, where we need to be practical and give financially or of our time, of our attention, Lord, would you help us to do that? Would you help us to be your hands and feet today to bring your kingdom to this earth as it is in heaven, God? That we would be a friend to the lonely, a healer to those who are hurting, an encourager to those who need courage. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Seek first your kingdom, and seek first your face. Seek first your glory, you promise us a taste of your goodness.
May the God of hope fill us with all joy and peace in believing through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go in the peace and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit, filled to overflowing, bringing the light of the world to all the dark places we encounter today. Amen.